Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Oh, hear that beautiful song? It is the latest tune from one D. Lee, Superhuman. And it's actually, you're releasing it this time next month.
This time, exactly the 1st of September, right for spring. First day of spring.
That's right.
It feels like it's a kind of a spring, summer sort of vibe.
It certainly is. And you know what? On Friday, I came up with a brilliant idea, and that was to make a music video.
Yes, you did.
To coincide with the release of that song.
That's not what you came up with. The idea wasn't just to make the video. It was for you to direct the video.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to direct the music video. I'm taking it on board. As your partner in crime on air, I was like, you know what? You need a music video to go along with this song, and I am here to help, Damien.
Love what you're doing. Love what you're doing. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's on the website. People can get there and check it out.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good person. You're helping out Damien.
Yes.
And I thought, what the hell am I doing? So I'm going to help you.
Oh, you're going to help me, Dino. Well, okay,
one of the great movies of all time is Karate Kid. And I think of you as Daniel's son or Jade's son.
I like it. Jade's I am Jade's son. Yeah.
What you need, though, to do this for the very first time is your own Mr. Miyagi, right?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
You need a Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
I have found your Mr. Miyagi. Got a guy on the line here right now has produced some of the best video clips we have seen in the past decade, I would say. You think Robbie Williams.
Yes.
You think Dean Lewis. Mm. Jessica Mowboy. Lee Kernaghan. The list is endless. Jade, meet your Mr. Miyagi, Mick Jones.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi.
Hi, guys.
Hello. I'm so excited that you're going to tell me how to wax on and wax off.
I don't have the accent, but I'm, you know, an Aussie Mr. Miyagi. Thanks for that intro. Wow, what an amazing intro.
Hey, Mick, it's great to hear your voice because you've also done my video, Damien Leith, of course.
That's right.
Yes.
A couple of videos, I think.
First things first, Mick. How do I start?
Where do you start? Well, if you're coming up with an idea, like usually you'll hear the song and then you'll start to formulate a few ideas of what it might be about. Uh-huh. Everything's been done before. So chances are someone's filmed it and put it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So you can, if you've got an idea, you can do a search on something. It could be as specific or as vague as you want. And you might have an idea for a scene. It's going to be whatever, someone in a cool car or whatever, and start Googling that. And then you start to pick off all these images. And the first thing I put together is what I call a mood board. Grabbing visual references. We call them references. We're not ripping anything off. They're just references.
Yeah.
And you download those and you make a little document. And it's a good way for you to put your ideas together and get organized with it, but also to be able to show it to the artist or the other people you've got involved so they can sort of visualise what you're trying to get together, but it helps you come up with those ideas.
All right, so I've got to kind of get all Kevin Costner-ish and you know, build the dream. And if I build it, Damien will come.
Wow.
I mean, come on board. I forgot to add on board at the end. Okay, now that's a good place to start. The only other issue that I have besides having zero experience as a director is I also have zero budget.
Zero budget. Well, that's actually considered a pretty good budget by some record label standards. So, you know, I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
Well, then what if you've got zero budget, you start by going, what have I got access to that's cool? Do I know someone with a cool car or someone with a cool location? Or do I have any people that I can collaborate with in my sphere of friends? And then start to build your idea outwards from that. It's amazing. If you've just got just a cool car, you can start to build a story around it, you know?
I'm really good at getting on radio and asking people to give me stuff, so...
Well, the call's out there, you know. I'm sure everyone in the Wollongong area will have a few ideas as well.
And the good thing about this community is people love getting involved with stuff. People love helping out. So I reckon we can come up with something great with zero budget. And I'm so glad, Mick, that you're on board to give me some advice. This won't be our first phone call, okay? I'll probably be calling you every day.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime.
Block her number, Mick. Block her
number. You're going to regret that.
All right, Mick, as we like to call him, Mr. Miyagi, is in place, the mentor, and we need your help, Illawarra.
Yeah, we do. I'm asking already, and I'm asking for you, your person. If you want to star in this music video, we're looking for two main leads, like a boy and a girl, but then lots of extras as well. So if you're keen to star in Damien's new music video that I'm directing, it's going to be a lot of fun. You won't get paid, but you'll get experience.
You will get experience and exposure.
That's
you never
know. Go to wavefm.com.au and audition today.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The definition of relief. Relief.
Oh,
okay.
Sweet relief. You what know, is it?
There's lots of moments in your life where you discover relief, you know, when you're bursting for the loo. And, you finally get the key to open a public toilet.
That's
relief,
God for that.
But I discovered a new form. I was in Berrima over the weekend, which is gorgeous. What a lovely little town there.
It is.
Gorgeous. Once a month they do, everybody in the local area can bring their antique cars and they park them on the street and you just walk around and you have a look at the cars. It's an awesome thing, and then they have a market on as well. So we thought,
nice.
Stuffing, that's what we'll do. We'll head to Berrima, we'll check out the cars, we'll go to the market, it's all that. Went down there, it was awesome. It was gorgeous. Checked out the cars, we made our way down for the market. Market wasn't on, so we found a lovely little cafe and we went into the cafe and we all sat outside. It was gorgeous. When we were sitting outside, I looked around, all right, and there was a lot of other people there. They're all sitting there, and I noticed something that we all had in common. Well, the guys had in common.
Yeah.
There was a lot of joy in the guys' faces. There was a lot of guys at different tables with their families, with their partners.
Yeah.
And they were cheery. They were bright and bushy tail. And it was at that moment that I realized relief. The definition of relief. It's when your partner's dragging you to the markets and you discover they're not on. I could see it on every man's face. It was like, thank God the market's not on.
We can sit down and have lunch.
We can sit here and eat our food, order more coffees. Oh, this is awesome. I don't need to walk around and get dragged.
And I've saved so much money.
I was feeling that joy. Every man in the area was feeling that same joy. That is a true story.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, there you go. Take that. Yeah, put your pipe and smoke it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Emma McKeon, she is literally our golden girl. Yeah,
she is.
She has just made history, become the most successful Commonwealth Games athlete with 11 gold medals to her name. I mean, so she's surpassed what? Ian Thorpe. Susie O'Neill. Liesl Jones. Wow. She now holds the record with the most gold. Remember how they were talking about maybe doing like an Emma McKeon bronze statue or something at Belmore Basin? It at least needs to be gold plated now if that goes ahead. Because she's the golden girl. Like, and she hasn't even finished all her races. She's still got a couple more to come.
Yeah. She is extraordinary. She is an amazing, amazing athlete. Her brother, actually, David, he was an Olympian as well.
That's right.
He achieved
the family.
great results as well. We've got him on the phone. David, you must be on the edge of your seat watching all these races.
I guess so. It's a little bit, I guess it's easier than the Olympics to watch, I guess. A little bit hard to get up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
But, yeah, she's done well. I don't think she really realises all the records that she's breaking until they're already broken. She hasn't got a goal out there to break any records or anything like that. She's just swimming and doing her best and enjoying her swimming. She had a bit of time off at the end of last year and pretty much the first half of this year, and she's bypassed the world championships before this, and she's probably only been back in the water for probably about 6 months or something like that, so she's done pretty well.
She's done okay. Yeah,
she's a very humble person, isn't she? She's extremely
really
humble. She did an event recently in the Illawarra for women in business, and I remember her talking in it, and She just seems to take it all in her stride. She really just sets her goals to compete as well as she can compete, and what comes about comes about.
Yeah, she certainly does. She lets her swimming do the talking. She doesn't talk anything else outside of the water, or you know, make any big statements or anything like that, like some other people do. But she definitely just gets along with the job and enjoys it. And she's definitely one of the favourites of the team and a big leader.
on the Australian team.
Yeah, and I think leading by example, she's fantastic. And is she motivated by records, though? Like, does she look at the times and the records and go, right, that's what I need to beat?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think she kind of just wants to beat herself, better herself. She's not out there to race anyone else other than herself. And get a better faster times. She's not there, you know, to get 11 medals or whatever, how many she's got now.
Yeah.
But she just kind of wants to beat herself.
Yeah, and so doesn't feel any pressure of expectation or anything like that, because it'd be a lot riding on your shoulders, I would think.
It's a personal goal.
I don't know. I think the way that both of our parents brought us up, you know, we were never pressured into swimming or anything like that, and Mum and Dad just kind of let us enjoy it, and that's probably credit to them. And the way that Emma is now and myself, that, you know, we don't chase the records. We don't make a big deal out of ourselves. Just kind of like get in there, get the job done, and enjoy the sport of swimming, enjoy being competitive, and enjoy, and I guess, enjoys being the greatest of all time.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Now, she's got the butterfly tomorrow. Have you talked to her at all? How's she feeling?
I was actually just messaging her just saying she's pretty good. She's relaxed. She's looking forward to a sleep. It's not as busy as the Olympics, I don't think. She's not didn't do that 4x2 this morning. She's got like a semi of the 50 fly tomorrow. I think she's got the 100 free starting tomorrow. So the back end of the week probably be a little bit more relaxed. Yeah. And then, you know, she'll have a well-earned rest. I think she's going to Italy for a week or something like that. Then she's come back to Australia to race here in Sydney at the Jewel in the Pool. Awesome.
We love her. We think she's amazing. We're all behind her all the way. And we wish her all the success, ongoing success in these games and everything else.
Super proud of her, as you must be as well.
Yes, certainly. We all are.
Fabulous. And she's going to earn her carb loading of pizza when she gets to Italy after.
Good on you, David. Yeah, really appreciate your time this morning, mate.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
I find with my weekends I have spare time and I need to fill that time in. So I jump onto Facebook Marketplace and just scroll through stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a stalker, aren't you? You don't buy anything, you just kind of look at stuff.
Now, I've got three things here for you. Three things from Facebook Marketplace in the Illawarra posted yesterday. The whole three of them, okay?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Jade and Damien, bring out your competitive spirit. Yep. I need to work out, need you to guys get closest, okay? Three items.
All right.
Oh, so it doesn't matter if you go over, it's just the person closest. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Change the rules. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Okay.
Make it a bit easy for you. So
make it a bit easier for Damien.
Closest wins.
Well, it will.
First up for you, I have a large Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
Oh!
Now, this was posted yesterday in Cringilla.
Okay.
It's a 2008 model from the big brand Hasbro.
Okay.
Looks pretty schmick. The electronics, lights and sounds are all working. Couple of little sneaky parts missing, but those parts are available for purchase online. So there we go. Oh. The large Millennium Falcon in Cringilla.
Oh, this is a hard one because there's people that are like tragic fans that play a lot of money for stuff that I'd go $5, but...
No, I wouldn't go $5 in this. I'm going to go straight in at $50 in this.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go $30. Where I'm sitting.
$30?
Yeah.
Star Wars fans are
pretty... But it's missing some bits, though.
Yeah, but they can be bought online.
Yeah,
but
then that's more purchasing.
Okay. You locking those in?
Yeah, we're locking them in.
Locking them in.
You're going 50?
I'm going 50.
You're going
30.
Okay, $100 the asking price.
What the heck?
In Cringilla for that one.
Oh, next up, we have... You can build it yourself for that price.
Next up, we have something that was just listed yesterday in Kiama, sorry.
Oh, yes.
But it's in Shell Harbour Buy, Swap and Sell as well on Facebook Marketplace. But it's in Kiama. This is a Rose Albert Garden hand-painted teapot. This is virtually new, still in the box, excellent condition, excellent value, they're saying here.
When you said Rose Albert, obviously that's a name. That's some kind of brand.
The Royal Albert's pretty schmicko.
Oh, Royal Albert.
Mm.
But it's Rose Albert.
It's the Royal Albert Rose Garden Teapot.
So
Rose Garden is the series, but the brand is Royal Albert.
Well, I don't know much about teapots.
No.
At all.
I know. I don't how much would you pay for a teapot?
Like? I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to say $40.
You're going to go $40?
Yeah. Oh. No, maybe 50. I'll go 50.
I don't know. A teapot is a hard one. Teapots can't be worth that much. I'm going to go something like $19.
and 75 cents.
$70 the asking price.
All right.
God,
all right.
That's a lot for a teapot. Like, honestly, looking at it, no offence to the person who posted it, I'd pay $5. Like, really?
And does a teapot make the difference? I mean, some people think, oh, you got to let it soak in there and...
Get a bag and
just shove it in your cup and wait.
So where are we at? That one's a win for Jay.
Yeah, so one apiece.
One apiece at this point. It comes down to this one. This looks beautiful. This looks amazing. I'm going to send you guys just a picture of this one so you can check it out. This is a throw rug baby wrap.
That is lovely.
This was posted yesterday in Coromel, beautiful soft cotton blend throw rug / baby blanket.
Is that handmade?
Handmade.
Handmade.
Look at that. So that's hand crocheted. Do we have size dimensions? Did she put down dimensions?
Well, going by the picture, there is that little
that's amazing
teddy bear thing there. So $80. I'd say it's a fair, be like a meter square,
$80.
$80?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
$20 if.
Okay. Let's see.
$110.
Thank you very much, Damien Lee.
I hate this game. I just hate it.
I just know how much they're worth because I was looking up like blankets to get something like this for Henry, and they're worth a lot. And imagine the hours that went into that.
No, I know. But still,
it's weeks of somebody's life.
I suppose it's all down to whether you want it or not. And my want for it is $20.
Yeah. How cold you are in Kiama, 32. But there we go. Facebook Marketplace, The Price is Right. It's a win this morning to Jade.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.